What is criticism? What is theory? And how is criticism different from theory? Usually we use these two terms as synonyms, but actually they are not. Criticism, usually we understand it as a negative term, but this is not the case. If you look at the definition of criticism or literary criticism, so it is a manner to evaluate and interpret a certain text. For example, if you look at this dog and you look at this object from different angles, you look at its face, then you look at its legs, then you look at its back. So there are different angles from which you can look at a dog. So this is how you evaluate it. Or criticism, we can also understand it like a travel. It is that if you go from one place to another place, and everybody understands that place from a different angle. If I visit a certain place, I would be more interested in the kind of literature that is being produced there, the kind of painting that is being produced there. But on the other side, there can be a person who is more interested in food, or who is more interested in the political system that is being followed there, or the transport system that they are using there. So interpretation or the way of evaluating something can be different. So there is a difference between getting information or reading something, that what is there, how is their transport system working, but there are different ways to evaluate it. I evaluate a certain place from the standpoint of art that is being produced. Someone can understand it from the angle of the political system that is being produced or that is being followed or practiced in a particular place. So this is how we define criticism. All right, when we look at literary criticism, we know that it is used to evaluate and interpret a certain text. And we have to focus on text. Text basically is being produced in a universe. So there is a kind of relationship between a text and the universe in which it is produced. Then this text is also produced by some author, by a human being, by a writer. All right, so this text has got a very strong relationship with the writer. So at the same time, it has its relationship with the reader too, because it in some way impacts the minds of the reader. So there is a very strong relationship between a reader and the text. So there are basically three kinds of relationship that a text has with the objects or with the entities around that text. Text has a relationship with the universe, text has a relationship with the author, text has a relationship with the reader. So based on these relationships of the text with the objects around it, we actually divide different theories of understanding the criticism. When we talk about the relationship of the text with the universe, so through the text, the universe is being represented. So that is basically a representative theory. And that is also known as mimetic theory. If we read Plato and Aristotle, we come to know that how from two different perspectives they are talking about literature as representative literature. So according to the mimetic theory, the text is basically representing or reflecting whatever is there around in the universe. On the other side, if we look at the relationship that a text has with the writer or with the author, and author is expressing whatever his pent-up emotions are, whatever his observation is, whatever his sentiments are about different things around him is. So here the author comes into the center, and author has got significance when it comes to the relationship between author and the text, because whatever this text is, that text is basically an expression of the emotions and thoughts and sentiments of the author. Then, and this theory is known as expressive theory of criticism. Then there is another way to look at it, and that is the relationship of the reader with the text. After reading a certain text, reader would always have something to learn from the text, something to deduce from the text. So this theory is known as a didactic theory of criticism. So through these three theories or three ways or perspectives to look at criticism, we can get a basic understanding of criticism, that what is criticism. I'm not going to discuss the history of criticism in this lecture. The purpose is just to make it clear that what is basically criticism and what are the different theories of criticism, or how we can understand the relationship of a text with the author, with the universe, with the reader. And on the basis of these relationships, there are different theories of criticism. Then there is theory, literary theory. What is literary theory, and how is literary theory different from literary criticism? Literary theory basically is a 20th century phenomena. And the very basic thing that I want you to keep in your mind when it comes to the difference between literary theory and literary criticism: in a literary theory, the focus of a critic is on the text of literature only, wherein when it comes to literary theory, that is very vast. That is when things start becoming interdisciplinary. There, the relationship of the text is not with the author or with the universe or with the reader only, but there are different ways to look at a certain text. For example, there are different travel agencies through which you can visit a certain place, and every travel agency focuses on different places. So you can go places through different travel agencies. So through different disciplines or theories, we can have a look at the same text to interpret it, to evaluate it. So the literary theory is very vast a concept in comparison with literary criticism.